to This Magical Life, a weekly podcast hosted by two witchy friends.
I'm Victoria. I'm a mom, I manage a shop, and I teach Teen Witch Academy.
I'm Margaret. I'm a magical bard, and I love tarot and astrology.
We're both witches and dog people.
Victoria?
Hey, Margaret. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very good, thanks.
That's good.
Very good.
I want to say a quick thank you to our listeners.
Oh.
We just got the year, you know, the wrap up from Spotify on our podcast. And we've published over, apparently, 1,500 minutes.
That's crazy.
I know. Well, we do like to chat.
We do like to chat. We do. But yeah, no, thank you to all of our listeners. You know, they gave shout outs to, well, they didn't, I guess it's not a shout out. They just said, like, for actually some people, we were like their number one podcast.
Yeah.
So and I was like, that's amazing. So thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
That's
we're so
very
grateful.
Cool. We are super grateful.
Yeah. And for those of you who've shared us.
Yeah.
We so appreciate that as well. And we're looking forward to another year of growth ahead.
Yeah. And we also got the message that you all like when we have Eden on. So Eden, you're coming back
you're
on.
Coming back. Whether or not you want to.
Yeah. She does want to. She loves does. Us. We love her.
Exactly. So yeah, be prepared for that, Eden. You might have to have a regular guest spot.
Yes. Yes.
The fans have spoken.
Yes. Wait, do you remember? Okay. I might be really dating myself, but like, when Regis was still, I mean, he was alive.
I do.
Still on the show.
Yes.
And they had like Gelman, who was like off stage. I think that was his name. Like Gelman, I think.
That I don't remember.
He was like,
but that's
his
okay.
producer was like, it was either like Regis and Kathy Lee or Regis and Melanie. I don't know what. I'm so sorry.
It's
I don't
okay.
know her name now.
She's probably not listening.
Yeah.
I don't think she's our target demographic.
She probably is, but you know, she seems very nice. So, you know, anyway, and Regis would always be like Gelman and like ask his opinion about things. Maybe we need to do that for Eden.
We need Eden in the wings.
We'd be like, Eden, what's your opinion?
Hot take, Eden.
I love it. Yeah, so that's just what it made me think of.
Maybe we'll have to just start calling her whenever we record. We're like, we know it's a weird time of day and you might be in class.
Yes.
But we need you on.
Drop what you're doing.
This is way more important.
So important.
This gig that we're not paying you for.
I would like to say that, you know, I always tell Margaret she's such a genius, right? And I'm like, today she really helped me with this whole Wi-Fi computer thing, and she's such a genius. So I'm also
or
grateful
Googles.
For you, Margaret.
Oh, thank you.
I am like, I just feel so relieved that we got this done because all I kept thinking was, we're not going to be able to record tonight. We're not going to be able to have the shop open, and we're not going to be able to like have our class tonight. So,
no, it my pleasure. We really owe the thanks to Google
because
I Googled
thank you,
the
Google.
Solution.
Thank you, Google.
But thank you also. I mean, for those of you who don't know, Victoria has kindly offered me workspace in her shop, which is also my reading space. I read tarot and astrology here. So, you know, but it's nice. I've got to make it like my own little space.
Oh,
my
it's
own little
super
corner.
Comfy. I
thank
love these
you.
Pillows that you have. And
thank you.
And this, what would you call this? Like, is this
faux? It's definitely faux.
Okay, it's faux.
It's faux sheepskin from IKEA.
Oh, I like it though. It's very warm on my back.
It's like the same stuff that they use for like lining their capes in Game of Thrones.
Oh, I feel very Game of Thrones. Should I be wearing it during the podcast?
Drape it around your shoulders. See if we can find a dragon to fight.
No, or ride.
Did they fight them or ride them? It's been a while.
I don't
or maybe
know.
They did both.
Okay, secret confession. I never watched Game of Thrones. Can you believe it? The only thing I know about it is that the woman who had like the beautiful long white hair, I wanted her hair.
Okay. I like yours better.
Well, thank you. But
you're welcome.
I was just like, oh, I really like her hair. But no, I never watched it.
Okay.
I don't know why. And you know what will happen? Like, now that it's off, you know, I guess off the TV. I don't know what you call it anymore, but it's done.
Do we say air anymore?
Yeah, it's done. Like, I'll get into it in about 3 years. I'll be really into it. Like,
I support this.
I'll be like, Game of Thrones. Or I'm going to be like, okay, that
We've
was like
there.
10 years ago, you know? But yeah, so...
better late than
again,
never, I say.
No offense to them. I find that I don't watch a lot of things on TV.
Yeah.
Except for like really silly things. Like, you know, So as you all know, Margaret and I went on a trip this week to a crystal buying extravaganza, I'm going to call it, and to Salem. And when Margaret came into my hotel room, I had the Hallmark Channel on with like Hallmark Channel movies. Like I will watch any, like I'll like leave that stuff on because I kind of have it in the background.
Because they're all the same?
Yeah. Yeah. Because you know, it's always like a woman, you know.
From the big city.
From the big city. And she comes to the small town. And there's of course this like strapping guy who's like the most handsome thing ever. But he, you know, he does something simple. Like, you know, he puts like erasers on pencils for a living in a small barn in the woods, you know? And yeah, and that I can watch because I don't have to like pay attention.
Let's create a real quick fake witchy one.
Oh, wouldn't that be great? But then would it be a big city girl or a big city guy?
No, it's got to be a big city girl, right? Okay. So she's like big city, like goth girl.
Okay.
And also, I don't know, is like public relations maven.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And has been in the broom cupboard for a long time.
Okay.
Goes to small town.
Small town.
Because parents need her to be there.
Yes. Yes.
And meets their strapping young warlock.
Yes. Yes. Who lives in the woods in a cottage in the woods in like cottage a thatched core. Cottage. And just when you walk into his home, there's all herbs hanging. Yes. And apothecary jars.
And he has a familiar.
Of course he does.
Which has to be a cat.
Of course he does. And he chops wood a lot because people love that.
He does. But not as much as in The Witch.
Yeah, no.
Because that guy chopped so much wood that Black Phillip had to kill him.
Yeah. No, not that one. But he chops wood a lot and there's like always like a roaring fire.
Under the thatch roof.
Yeah.
In the forest.
Yes, exactly.
I love it. I love it. And he produces herbal tinctures. But like is having trouble breaking into the marketplace.
Yes, yes.
She helps him.
Yes.
Oh. But right before they admit that they've fallen in love with each other, another witch who is out of the broom cupboard shows up. She comes back home.
Oh. Oh. Is it an ex-love interest?
Ex-best friend.
Ex-best friend.
They had a falling out over said herbal potions.
Oh, okay.
And they had actually gotten the cat together.
Oh, no.
And the cat chose him.
Yeah, okay, okay, because he's a good guy.
Right, and a warlock.
And a warlock, yeah, I get it.
Why not?
Okay.
So then, you know, craziness ensues, but of course, you know, in order to secure a relationship with this person that she met 37 hours ago, in order to marry him or whatever they do at the end of those movies, she has to come out of the broom cupboard.
Okay.
And post on social media.
Okay.
Not just goth. Totally a witch.
Okay.
Boom. There's your witchy Hallmark movie.
There we go.
It can also be Yule time.
And they fall in love forever and ever.
Forever and ever after 37 hours.
Yeah. I do like the Yuletide one, though, because then it could be snowing.
Right.
Now we're in the forest. It's snowing.
That might help prevent forest fires.
It will help with the forest fire. Because, of course, there would be, like, the fire in the house, in the fireplace.
Yes.
But then there'd also be, like, a fire, like, outside.
Well, he's going to be chopping all this wood.
Exactly. He needs to be burning it. So it's a little bit of a safety concern, but, you know, maybe, like, the sequel could be she becomes a fire marshal.
And tells him he has to stop lighting fires just randomly in the woods.
Exactly. And relationship is over.
Wah, wah.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
Okay.
I like those movies because you can just, you know, you can kind of walk in that and you're like, oh, where, what part are we at now? Oh, they obviously have fallen in love.
And they're chopping lots of wood in the forest.
And, you know, I'm somebody like, I know, like, you know, people are like, watch the news. I don't like to watch the news because it makes me sad.
Yeah. I like to just read the news
because
then I can come and go to it as needed.
Yes. I have this ritual, and I know this isn't a great nighttime ritual, but before I go to sleep at night, I read the news.
Oh, you're brave.
Yeah. And, I like reading it then because I have enough time. By the time I wake up, I'm not as mad.
Okay, gotcha.
Because I'm a little mad after I read the news. So.
Understandably so.
Yeah.
Understandably so.
Yeah.
Well, you just need to tell Tom to go build a thatch cottage.
There you go. Tom, can you please go build something in the woods?
Start chopping some wood.
Yeah. Maybe, you know what? Maybe in the woods behind your house, you'll also see a little house.
It would be an interesting foundation because it's not even round. But
no, it's not.
You two would be welcome, I'm sure.
We could use magic.
Yes.
There you go.
Magic to keep the house from falling into the sometimes stream when it rains.
Oh, I love it. I love it. You know, that might be your calling, to write these movies.
To write witchy Hallmark movies?
Yes, I'm
sure it's totally up their alley.
We have to, or maybe there just needs to be a witchy channel.
Okay.
Like Witch TV.
I know how to do that. No, I don't.
So we have to start our own network. You have to start writing these movies. Whew. Which is good because all you really need to do is change some of the characters.
Yeah, like sometimes it could be a cat. Sometimes it could be a dog. Sometimes
exactly.
It could be growing celery instead of chopping wood.
Exactly. So I think that we have our new plan.
We have our new plan. Just in case the shop doesn't, you know, do what you want. Just kidding. No, the shop's fabulous.
We're going to start a network. There you go.
That's easy.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of the stuff that I like to watch.
We have the funds for that.
Yes, we do.
Don't you need like permission from the FCC or something? What do I know?
I'm not sure, but you know, I feel like, do you think every network has permission?
I don't know.
Some of them are crazy.
Some of them are. So I'm going to borrow a line from my book coach, Stuart.
Okay.
Because magic.
I like that.
I do too.
I like that.
Sometimes he would ask me about world building in a story that I'm like, because magic.
I love it.
And then I'd still have to explain.
I love it.
Yeah. No, it's brilliant. He's brilliant. Stuart, shout out to you. He also has a podcast, by the way. So you should look him up. His name is Stuart Wakefield.
What's his podcast called? Do we know?
It's in the front of my brain.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I put you on the spot again.
That's all right. I'm gonna get the name of it. Because you know what? He's had more than one.
Maybe
before?
It should just be Because Magic.
Because Magic, right?
Yeah.
His is Master Fiction Writing with Stuart Wakefield.
Ooh.
Go listen.
That sounds serious. Serious business.
It is, but he's just a delight, and he knows so much about it that anybody who ever wants to tell a story ever anywhere should go listen to that.
Okay.
And he did not pay me for that plug.
No.
So that's just genuine, I want you to go listen.
And we're not even going to invoice him.
We're
because
not.
I just learned how to do that on Square.
Nice job. Nice job.
So we're not even going to do that. So
free
there you
of charge,
go.
Stuart. First one's free. No. Just kidding. Especially the unsolicited.
Yeah, so if we're a little salty today, it's because we've had quite the morning.
We've had a day.
You know, Margaret had to put on her superhero cape, and we've just had quite the morning. So that's okay.
Been a lot of tech issues.
It's all good.
Which is, I mean, like... I think Mercury's getting ready to go into retrograde again soon.
Again?
Well, it does it a few times a year.
I know, but I feel like we just got out of it.
It was August and September.
August and September? That feels like...
Forever ago?
Yeah, I feel like October and November just went by so quickly.
They did.
So, you know.
I think that's accurate. Well, October, you were getting your shop ready.
Yeah, yeah.
And then November was the first month in the shop.
Yeah.
So, yeah, busy.
Yeah, so good times, but still...
Mercury, as of this recording, and folks, you won't listen to this for at least another 2 days, but Mercury just moved into Capricorn, which is, it's a fun place for me to have it, because that's where it was when I was born. So.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I like it. But
it's,
I don't know, get stuff done. And
Okay.
Be the boss.
Excellent.
So we were the boss of the technology today. We said, hey, technology, we're the boss of you.
That's right.
Don't make us go find that thatched cottage in the woods.
Absolutely.
But yeah, let's talk about Salem.
Oh yeah. So like I said, we were on our trip, as you know, if you listened last week,
we were heading
up there. First of all, you know, like I told you, we went on this crystal extravaganza. We got some really good stuff for the shop.
Amazing.
But just being around all those crystals was like a little like, I don't know. I felt a little tired afterwards.
Same.
There was like so much energy that it was just, I just felt like too much energy or something.
I don't know. Like overload.
Yeah.
And it was interesting because we were there for about 2 hours before we checked out.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that like some people could be there much longer. Now we went in with kind of an idea of what Victoria wanted to get, which I think helped. So if you go to a crystal warehouse, do some thinking ahead of time. But because there were way more crystals there than I could have ever imagined.
Yeah.
And it was really huge and amazing. But I don't think I could have done it much longer than we did.
No, me either. You know, when... So from there, we drove to Salem. And and we made a stop before we got to our hotel. But when we got to the hotel, like, I almost was like, I could almost lay down for a little while.
Yeah.
But it was such a beautiful day that and it wasn't cold or anything, so it was a great time to be walking around.
It was.
And we did for a little while.
Yeah, we had a nice afternoon shopping, and one of the very cute places we went, which is new, is Whimsy.
Mm-hmm.
Or is it Whimsy's? It's Whimsy or Whimsy's. And it's right on the, like, almost the corner of Essex Street, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
It's the ice cream parlor that's there as well. There used to be a chocolate
shop. I just can't remember if it's Whimsy or Whimsy's.
Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Well, whichever it is, it's great. And
oh my gosh, the people were nice.
The chocolate chip cookies were fabulous.
Oh my gosh, that cookie was so good. I was so glad that you bought them.
It was one of the best chocolate chip cookies I've had.
Yeah.
That I bought somewhere.
Yeah.
In my whole life.
Yeah.
And that's kind of like my barometer for places. Mm-hmm. If they can make a good chocolate chip cookie, they have my respect in all baked goods.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
Because you kind of have to, like, try if you're going to mess up a chocolate chip cookie.
Yeah. I liked everything they had there. It's a small shop.
It is.
But they have a lot of things. And they carry that. I think it's called Two Sisters Apothecary. Or is it Three Sisters Apothecary?
There are some sisters.
And it's an apothecary. Got an apothecary. But they have such great fragrances. And they had a, like, huge amount of their line. Like, you know, they're like the body butter and the lip balm and, you know, the bath bombs. And I really like their scents. So that was fun to find that there. Because usually there's another shop that I go to for that, but it's never open lately. So I can't pick up stuff from there. So I was pleasantly surprised.
That's fabulous. I'm sorry. No.
I just kicked Margaret, everybody.
She didn't kick me.
So that place was great. The woman who worked there was great. We got some stuff there.
Yeah. It was nice to visit Emporium 32 again.
Yeah.
So last time we were there, which was in the spring, I had bought this fabulous bag for my England trip. And I think I even raved about it after that trip.
You
and
did.
Also when I got back from England. But it was really nice to connect with the shop owner again and let her know that it went really well. And I enjoyed that bag. And we also got to talk to Arlene again.
Yeah. At Ascend. Yep.
Shout out to Arlene.
Yep. She's so helpful all the time. And, you know, I felt kind of bad because the day that we had seen her was the day after we went to the warehouse. So I was a little like shell shock of crystals, you know, type of mindset. But that store is just always so pleasantly put together. I don't know what it is about their windows, but it feels like they have some sort of window glass or whatever that, like, is separating the sunlight enough so that it's just making the crystals look really, like, always, like, almost like glowy, you know, very magical. And I really like that. Like I said, I don't know what they're doing because I feel like if I did that here, we just have, like, sun coming in and you're just like...
Something would light on fire.
Exactly.
Don't put quartz in direct sunlight, folks.
Yeah.
But, it's a really beautiful store. I love going in there. The people there are so nice, too. The people everywhere that we go are so nice.
We really are.
We pressed our faces to the window. Just kidding. We just looked closely at the Coven's Cottage because they were not open when we were there. But their decorations look lovely. If you happen to be in Salem while they're open for the Yule season, please go in.
Oh my gosh, yes.
I won't prompt you to take pictures because I don't think that that's their favorite thing ever.
Yes. That shop, it looked gorgeous.
It does.
So,
go and enjoy.
They're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays, and that's also kind of like when we're closed. So, you know.
That's when we were there.
Yeah. So that's when we were there. But, I mean, it's kind of crazy when you go somewhere and you're like, these are all the places I want to go to. And then you get there and you're like, are we even going to make it to all these places? Because, you know, each place takes a while. And it's always really lovely to, like, talk to the people who work there in the shop, especially if it's a shop that you like.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, Nocturne.
Oh, my gosh. Everything about that place is great.
Yeah.
I got a lot of gifts there this year. And, I didn't recognize the woman who was working there.
Okay.
But she was lovely.
I've never met anybody there who wasn't.
Yeah, you know what? You're right. I think it's because the owner, we've met her a couple times.
Yeah.
She is so lovely and seems very kind and very helpful. And, you know, there's not like this like falseness or anything about her. So like she must really attract really good people. Because I think she's good people. And
I think so too.
And then it's also lovely because if you go up the stairs, excuse me, everybody, if you go up the stairs, there's some seats.
Yes, yes.
And I do like to sit down every once in a while.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's important to be able to do that sometimes, mm-hmm. especially when you're doing a lot of walking around and shopping.
Yeah, yeah.
My only disappointment, and this was not even that grave of a disappointment because we filled our time with so many other great things, was that we didn't get to go to the Witch House because it was not open.
Yes, I know. I was raving about that last week. And yep, it was not open. But we drove by it and like... It's just always so beautiful.
It is. And oh, darn, we'll have to go back to Salem.
Now we have to go back. Darn it. Yeah, it's always, you know, I think we were actually in Salem for less than 24 hours. And it's tricky because there's so much that we want to do. Yeah. I mean, there was even, I'm sure that there was, you know, there's so many places that we missed, but we were like, we got to go.
Yeah.
We got to go. We got to get back because, you know, we had to get ready for our store opening the next day.
Exactly. So, you know, we had a lot of crystals to transport.
Yes, we did.
Come over to House of the Triple Moon and shop some crystals because are some
We got some really good ones. Some really good ones. I was really pleased with everything that we got. So that was good. Okay. And I was really pleased. I got a lot of, Christmas, Yule, Hanukkah, all the holiday shopping.
Seasonal gifts.
Yeah, I could have just said that. I was able to do that. And that was super helpful because, like, you know, I'm not a big mall shopper.
No, me neither.
Yeah.
First of all, there's too many people. Second of all, I feel like it's hard. I like supporting small businesses, and it's hard to find things that don't feel generic. Like, I feel like there's a time and place for those stores, and it's the sort of place that, like, so if someone needs something during the year, they'll just go get it.
Yep. Absolutely.
There's nothing like a gift where you say, I went to Salem and I bought this thing for you because it made me think of you while I was away. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I think there's a sweetness to that that you don't get if you just go to a mall.
Yeah, I agree.
Going to the mall is like, I went to the mall with the exclusive design of spending money to have something for you, and this is the best I could come up with.
I agree. And, you know, for my like non-witchy friends, there's this great shop called Roost
on Front Street. I love Roost.
And... They're magnificent. They have so many cool things, and we had so much fun. I think that we laughed the most in that shop. I mean, yes. We were like laughing at everything.
We were laughing at so many things.
Yeah, and
in a good way, mocking way.
In a great way. You know, because they just had so many great things, and they even have like baby stuff, which mm-hmm. is good for me and my, you know, niece and nephew. So yeah. So I like that. I like it there, and the person who works there is very nice. Very soft-spoken, so, like, for me, I have to remember, like, tone it down about three or four levels because I don't want her to feel like I'm, like, yelling at her, you know? But yeah, very nice. Once again, I'm just, like, we've gone on a trip, and I'm like, everybody's very nice, you know?
They are. You know, I've never walked out of some place there feeling like, wow, I could go the rest of my life without talking to that person. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So, you know, that's always good. Yeah. I want to issue a public apology about something.
Oh, goodness, what?
I kept forgetting that Enchanted was the name of the store, Enchanted. Oh. And it was our last day there. And Victoria was saying, like, let's take the car and drive down to the wharf and go to Enchanted. And I was like, sure, but I don't know what you're talking about. I mean, I'll just go anywhere Victoria suggests because I trust her. And I feel safe with her. So it's all good. But I was like, I have no idea what you're talking about. And we get there, I'm like, oh, this is Enchanted. I thought it was called Pentacle.
Yeah.
So I apologize. Big apologies. Now Enchanted. I know you're not called Pentacle. I wanted to go to your store. I just did not remember the name of it. But if you ever want to change the name, I feel like Pentacle could really work for you.
But that's really funny because when you did say, like, on the way up there, you're like, and I want to go to Pentacle. And I was like, Pentagram? And you were like, "There, like
I like them I too.
There was like because I was thinking you were talking about Pentagram, but you were really talking about two places. But you I know. Was. So it's just kind of funny.
I also like Pentagram. Yes. And that one I know is Pentagram.
Yes.
But, you know, in a town like Salem, which city? You could have a pentagram and a
you
pentacle.
You can. It makes total sense. Yeah, I really love the atmosphere in Enchanted because it's kind of darker.
Yeah.
And I like that.
Yeah. I also like, I like their altar spaces.
Yes.
They have like wishing altars.
Yes, I like them.
And you can do that there.
Yep.
And we got to go to that bookstore.
Oh, yeah. And what's the name of it? Do we know? It's right next to Enchanted. It was open. We got to go there. That was fun.
Yeah.
That was fun. I was able to get some gifts there, which was nice. Would you like? What is it called? Nope. Can't think of it.
It's not coming to mind. It's not going to come in. This was the first time I'd ever been there.
Yeah.
They've got like a lot of Jane Austen stuff. I almost bought my mom an Outlander pillow. Sam Ewan, but I don't think we would have had a place to put it, so
okay.
I left it behind.
Okay,
but
good idea.
That would have been a fun joke gift.
But one of the things that we did was in the evening we took a ride down Chestnut Street and looked at all like the houses, and a lot of them had their lights up already, like their holiday lights, and that was kind of nice. The Hawthorne Hotel was completely decorated outside and inside.
The poinsettia tree was amazing.
Oh, now that was amazing.
That we have a picture of.
We do. We should like post it on our Instagram.
Yeah.
Is that what we do?
I think I put it in my personal Instagram stories, but we can definitely post it on our podcast.
Okay. Instagram. Maybe I'll write a note after this to do it on Sunday. Because that's when this episode comes out?
It should come out Sunday,
okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, everybody, to go over all the admin stuff, but you know I have no clue about anything.
That's the one with both of us that you took there.
Yes.
With the tree behind us.
Yes,
I will. That was a nice picture. So yeah, that was really beautiful. And we got to eat by two fireplaces in Salem.
Oh my gosh.
So cozy.
So cool. So the first night we ate at
Turner's,
which used to be the Lyceum, and that's why I want to call it that.
Right.
And that was, I mean, we were right next to the fire. That was
we
so nice
right
and cozy and warm and, you know.
And the bread was just, I got to say, the bread, if they offer you the bread, if it's on the menu, please order it.
Yeah.
You're not going to regret it. Unless, like, you can't have gluten, then do something else.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. But the bread is delicious, and everything was really fun there and really nice, and all of our food was good. We loved it all.
Yep.
And then the second night, we, of course, ate at the tavern right in the Hawthorne, and we were right in front of the fire, and that just felt so nice and cozy.
It
because
was glorious.
The second day was freezing there.
It was very cold.
The first day was like, you know, it was not, like, it was kind of warm.
Yeah.
You know? So that night wasn't too bad, but the second day, I was like, holy moly.
It was cold, especially early in the day. It got a little warmer as the day went on.
We were
shedding woolen things.
Yes, yes.
But it was very cold to start, so it was nice to have that toasty seat by the fire.
It really
so
was.
So thank you to the Hawthorne and to
it
the
really
tavern
was.
For honoring my request when I made my reservation on Open Table.
And for the yummy hot apple cider.
Yeah. They had hot apple cider in the lobby, everybody. We were in autumnal heaven.
Mm-hmm.
It was glorious.
We were. You know what other store? We didn't really mention it, but it's right across from the hotel is Moody's.
Oh, yeah. I love Moody's. And how nice they are.
They're so nice. They have such a great assortment of gifts, like
they
really
do.
Different things. I really thought that some of their things were just, like, super cool.
Agreed. And thank you to the gentleman who was working behind the counter who helped me secretly buy things. I chased Victoria away, and I might have been a little curt at first when I did it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was like, please go over there.
I was weeping. No, I wasn't.
But I did make her look again at other items she'd already looked at in the shop, which is always dangerous.
Yeah, I know.
I'm so cool.
It's really hard doing that second walkthrough because you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to get this now.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm
like
really
something catches
this.
Your eye again, and you're like, all right, now I want that.
Yep. The good thing was I already paid, and I was like, I'm not going back to pay.
Okay.
That was my rule.
And Victoria doesn't steal, so.
The one rule of the day.
The one and
no,
only rule.
No, yeah, I didn't steal anything either, so.
Success all around.
So it was excellent. I'm trying to think, like, when we were walking around, it was, you know, I always like walking around Salem and seeing, like, all the different people. But when you go around in the winter, like, everybody's wearing their coats, so we all just look like little frozen chickens, you know?
Yeah, trying to get from one shop to the next.
Right. So I did miss that a little bit, like, you know, and I also miss, like, usually, like, when you walk down Essex Street, there's so many, like, vendors a lot of times, or just people outside, and there wasn't really a lot of people outside.
No, it was very cold.
It was quite chilly.
Yeah. Of course, we got to have a nice toasty breakfast at Red's.
Yes. Well, Red's,
it's a staple.
It's lovely there.
If you're going to Salem, just eat breakfast at Red's. Don't, like, Don't bother trying to skip it.
Yeah, it's really lovely there. they have a good breakfast. But their menu is so big that it's hard to narrow down what you want.
Yeah.
My only complaint, so it's a good complaint.
It is.
But yeah, I have a hard time narrowing.
Also, just so you know, if you order the pancakes, you get 3 really giant pancakes. I don't know if I didn't read the menu carefully or what. I was thinking like I'd either get like a big pancake or like 2 normal size pancakes. Mm-hmm. Is very overwhelming, and at first I think the waiter thought I didn't like my meal, but because I only ate one of them.
Yeah.
Because I assured him, no, they were very tasty. I just did not know what I was signing up for.
Yes. It was a lot of food.
It was.
It was. And, you know, we were out eating all the time, so it kind of feels like, okay, do we need to eat anymore? But, yeah.
Like you said, we were there for not very long.
Yes. And we
did a lot of eating. We tried
to do everything. We're like, we are going to go to all of our favorite places.
And we made it to a lot.
We really did.
I was impressed with our effort.
We really did. The other place that I thought that hopefully we'd go to, like I kind of had in the back of my head, but I don't know how I thought we were going to do this, was House of Seven Gables. Because they always decorate it really pretty there. But it was really nice just seeing all the inns and everything. We were like walking around with like all their bows and their, you know, their, not garland, like pine, you know, the wreaths. That's what it is, wreaths.
Yeah.
And that was really pretty to see.
And I'd like to give a shout out to Village Silversmith. That was where, that was the factory, the warehouse where we went to look at crystals.
Yeah.
And then we also later that day went to their store in Salem, and we were kind of crystalled out, but we met the cutest Corky Pomeranian there.
We did.
Whose name is Archie.
We did.
Shout out
to
Archie.
Shout out to Archie.
Archie, if you're listening.
Barf. Bark, bark. Yeah.
Archie was very cute.
Yeah, no, there was a lot of dogs, yeah, especially, and I loved it because everybody had, like, little coats on their dogs.
Yeah.
You know?
Everybody looked cozy.
What about you guys? Did you guys put a coat on Bandit by any chance?
Bandit has a double coat, so not really.
Okay.
He's pretty toasty all on his own.
Okay.
We used to put a coat on Zoe because, at times, because she had alopecia X.
Okay.
And after she lost her for the first time, she never grew her double coat back. She'd grow just her undercoat.
Okay.
So I always kind of felt like in the winter she maybe didn't have the wind protection that she should have.
Okay, okay.
So I used to dress her. She did not like the process of getting dressed, but she was fine once it was on.
Oh, okay, okay.
How about you with your dogs?
So Lizzie needs a coat because she has, of course, she's a dachshund and she has the shortest hair and she doesn't have like a double anything. And she...
except for double cuteness.
Yeah, double cuteness. She's so funny because like I bought her like this beautiful purple sweater. And, you know, you could put it on her, but she just, like, she gets them off. Like, she keeps, like,
she wriggles.
You know, going, yeah, she goes against, like, the chair. And,
yeah.
Like, so she needs one because her ears are always cold. Like, whenever you touch her, she's cold. And, you know, I have to say, though, starting in, like, October, she spends most of her day in bed.
Right.
You know, we...
Burrowed.
We have times that we're like, I go to make the bed and like, I just kind of like snap the, you know, the comforter. She's like, what are you doing? Because I don't know that she's under there. Lucy has needed, because she got a new haircut.
Okay.
She has needed one.
Mm-hmm.
But the 2 bigs, no. Usually what I do though, like, as it gets closer to like the holiday and usually, like sometimes like at Yule, if I bring them out to like the fire... I'll put a coat on them. Like if there's snow on the ground or, you know, but you know, otherwise, I actually think Pugsley really likes the sweater.
Okay.
I think that he's some dog that, because he has such anxiety that he likes that feeling. So he likes wearing the sweater. I think he would wear the sweater if he could all the time.
That must be so cute. Do you have a picture of him in a sweater?
I don't know if I do. I must.
Okay.
Next
time you put a sweater on him, if you think of it.
Yeah, I must.
Inquiring minds want to know because he's so cute.
Yeah, he's a cutie pie.
All your dogs are so cute.
Thank you. But Lizzie really needs a coat and she's just, I don't know why she fights it.
She's like a little kid.
And then she's like mad. Like, she's mad she will be mad now until, you know, like, March.
Okay.
March
she's
or April.
Just unhappy little girl.
Yeah, yeah. Like, today, she just continued to walk around the kitchen island just barking. Trina and I had no idea what her problem was.
It's just cold.
She was just very vocal. And a lot of times, if we don't have the heat on, and she can't sit by her vent, she barks at us because she wants us to turn the heat up. And I'm like, no.
You have 8 million blankets you can borrow in.
Yeah, like, you know. So, yeah, so she gets a little, like her, I guess her personality changes a little in the winter.
Yeah, she gets the seasonal affective disorder.
Yes, yeah. And she's not happy.
Understandable. You know. Have you thought of getting her a sun lamp?
Yeah, well, she is somebody who, again, not somebody, some doggy, that will find like that little sliver of sunlight coming in the house and like just have to be in that area.
Yeah.
Whether it's in like the middle of like the flow pattern for walking and you're like, you almost walk on her because we have like those dark wood floors and she's dark. And so if it's like dusk, you don't see her.
Right. She just blends right in.
She just blends right in. And yeah, it's not good.
Aw.
So,
poor Lizzie.
So I saw this Instagram where somebody had like orange cones that they put up near their dog all the time because their dog like
you gotta find them first though.
So I thought that was funny. Maybe I need to do that. So yeah.
Or like the caution tape.
Yeah, yeah. But you know, but Lucy will wear a coat. Okay. She likes it. She likes the attention getting it on.
Oh yeah.
She likes wearing it. In fact, she'll go to bed and like sleep with it on.
Aw.
So which yeah. Yeah, that's I'm like, cute. Aren't you going to get too hot, like overheated? I guess that they don't. Maybe, I don't know. So.
Huh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Their different personalities always fascinate me.
Me too.
They're
me
super too. Cute. Your dogs so, are yeah. adorable.
So the amount of dogs that we saw on Monday and Tuesday was very high, and I like that.
Same. Same. And many of them were very friendly and happy to be pet,
mm-hmm.
which was cool, because we got to pet a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Which is never a bad thing.
No. And, you know, it's really different because, like, when you're up in, like, an area like a Salem or even, like, here in Essex, like, you know, everybody's kind of walking their dogs in the same areas and, you know, downtown. And they, like, as long as you ask them, they really don't mind if you pet them.
Yeah.
But, like, where I am at my house, it's like I could go for days and not see another dog.
Right.
You know? So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good thing you have four of them.
Yeah. So I can see four all the time.
Now you just need three more and you can have a dog for every day.
Oh my gosh, that's what I need to do.
You already have one named Wednesday.
I do. I need one named Monday. yeah, right now if Tom hears any of this, he's probably driving up here to yell. We're not getting any more dogs.
It's okay, Tom. We don't have any immediate dog expansion plans
They're
for
not
your house.
Immediate.
And by immediate, we mean this afternoon.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, goodness. Is there anything else you wanted to say about Salem?
No, I think I said everything that I needed to. I just love it there, and I love the people, and I love all the shops, and I love all the restaurants.
Lovely.
Same. And just, I didn't take any information, but if you're somebody that wants to travel up there in, like, December, do it, because every weekend it seemed like they were having an event.
Oh, yeah.
And so visit, I know you can visit, it's like, oh my gosh, there's this girl who runs like this really cool Salem webpage.
Maybe if you just Google Salem events or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I also wanted to say I got an awesome Lenormand tarot, the Owl Lenormand at Hive and Forge, and I'm really loving learning it.
I know you are. Yep, I know you were really enjoying it. I am, you really have to think about what you're doing with it, but
yeah.
I think it's fun.
Yeah, I like it. I have another deck right here right now.
Okay.
Moonology Messages Oracle by Yasmin Boland.
Okay.
Would you like to pick a card for our listeners, Victoria?
Sure would.
It's coming.
Okay.
What do we get?
Healing Moon.
Healing.
Seek healing.
Seek healing. Okay, so.
But look, it's the picture that's on the outside of the card.
Oh, cool. Well, it has to be.
It's a really pretty card.
As soon as I get to the page here, we'll tell you more about what it's about. All right. There's one very important question that you need to ask yourself when you draw this card. What would your current situation look like if it were healed? Close your eyes for a moment and visualize it. It's important to get a clear picture of it in your mind's eye. Drawing this card suggests you're in a situation that needs healing, and that healing has actually started. Hmm. However, you have to believe in the process to complete it. What might be very painful now might become much easier quite soon. The most important thing to work through is to work through your emotions rather than denying them. That is how healing will be brought about. talk through issues, work on your chakras will also help clearing out emotional and energetic debris in your aura. To do this, simply put on some uplifting music, sit, close your eyes, and imagine yourself under a column of blue and gold healing light. Set the intention that your energies and the situation you're asking about will be healed. Healing is at hand. Additional meanings for this card include anything can be healed. Hold the vision of the situation being healed. Make, I am healed, my life is healed, and so it is, your motto. Better days are coming soon. Heal your feelings, heal your life. And the section about the symbol reads, there is something very healing about the moon. Perhaps it's her consistency, or perhaps, as the saying goes, it's because she shows us that it's okay to go in cycles. That's beautiful.
Okay, that is beautiful.
Thank you, Yasmin. But
healing. Seek healing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it.
It's a good time to get ready for shadow work.
It is. It is. I like to do a lot of shadow work in like the January, February time.
Yeah.
Where I'm a little bit, being a little bit more cozy.
Wait. Quiet.
Hygge?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Sitting by the fire, you know, because it's a good time to reflect, I think.
Yeah.
You know, and I've always found, at the end of the year, there's always like so many holidays that people are celebrating that it's, I don't know, just after that big celebration time is a really nice time to sit quietly and go inward.
I agree 100%. And Victoria did not ask me to say this, so I know that ahead of time. But House of the Triple Moon stocks a lovely collection of journals, which can be great for your inner healing journey. So hop onto the website and explore what's available there. Or, you know, if you live local, come on into the shop in Essex and see us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for saying that.
Sorry, folks, that's two commercials, neither two of which were paid for.
I didn't even pay you for that one. I hope you're not. Are you going to invoice me?
No. I'm not.
Excellent.
Zero plans. Do you have a witch if in mind?
Ooh, I don't think I do.
Okay. I have one.
Okay.
You know you're a witch if you go into a 2-hour shopping trip for crystals at a warehouse, and then you say to your friend that very afternoon, you want to go to the crystal store?
Yeah. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up.
Yeah. Or here's an alternate one. You are a big city goth lady. Big in public relations.
Big.
And I almost can't say it. You go to the countryside where you meet a warlock who lives in a thatched cottage in the woods and loves to chop wood. And you strike up a romance with him a la Hallmark Channel.
Yes, yes, yes.
Watch out, Tom. I think Victoria's got plans.
Yeah. I think I might. I'm gonna go for a walk in the forest right after this today.
Oh my goodness. Well, thank you everyone for listening.
And have stay a good magical. One. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode.
If you loved this, please leave us a review. We can't wait to talk to you again next week.